SBS Radio.
Whether you know him as Wise Fingerbone Bill from the movie Storm Boy.
Can you read?
No, but I'm going to have lessons.
You got good brains, Storm Boy. You learned something.
Did you ever go to school, Fingerbone?
Missing school.
Or as the larrikin bushman Neville Bell from Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, Mick, you frightened shit out of me.
So I ought to, mate. Sneaking up on a man when he's rendering first aid to a lady.
Is that what you were doing?
Everybody knows the face, the song and the dance of Australian film icon David Gulpilil. The Yolngu actor's career spans almost 50 years and he's known all over the world. Now residing at Murray Bridge, 80 kilometres from Adelaide in rural South Australia, the 67-year-old is nearing the end of his life.
A bit hard for me to travel back to Hanumland. I'm not very well.
David Gulpilil is now undergoing regular treatment after being diagnosed with lung cancer and emphysema. Unable to travel and marooned in Murray Bridge, 3,000 kilometres away from his Arnhem Land home of Maningrida, he says he can't help but feel the overwhelming sense of homesickness and a deep want to return home. He has sent out an SOS. He wants the Maningrida mob to send him down some mud crabs so he can have one last supper. The first step to eating mud crabs is to catch them, and soon a crew is out scouring the mangroves in search of the top-end delicacy. With great care, the crabs are caught and then tied, ready for their journey south. NITV reporter Ryan Little collected them from the airport for the final leg to Murray Bridge.
Yeah, hello, is that David?
Yeah.
Uncle, I've got a very special delivery right now with me. I've got your mud crabs sitting in the back seat. I'm coming out to come visit you.
Yeah.
Put the kettle on, we'll see you soon, eh?
It's hard not to reflect on the impact David Gulpilil made on young Indigenous people when they saw him for the first time on the big screen. And there's no doubt his connection with his roots is as strong as ever.
I'm really looking forward to get that crab there from my family in Maningrida.
Yeah.
Only that they sent me by messages sending the crab. So how much they love me and I love them. My family.
When asked how he would like to be remembered, his answer was simple enough.
Our culture is still alive, too. The culture, we initiate the young one. We initiate them and we dance and we sing.
A man who loved his land and his culture. A man who took it to the world.
Cracky. Mick, I better get going.
I'll catch up to you, Nev.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.